Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June 28th. The grains closed mixed with December corn unchanged, 3.94 and a quarter. November beans up 15 and a half cents, closing at 11.20 and a quarter. September wheat down a penny, 4.57 and a quarter. This is the third identical close in a row on December corn, fairly unusual. Obviously, it doesn't mean much until we get to Thursday. If we close over this triple on Thursday, then I'd say we've got a chance to move higher. If we close under it on Thursday night's close, then I think we can move lower out here. The corn finished 12 and a quarter cents off its highs. The beans 12 cents off its highs. The wheat 9 cents off its highs. Not quite sure what it all means in here. It looked like they changed the forecast midday. We kind of sold off. The beans came back then late in the last half hour or so, rallied about 5, 6, 7 cents. The weather forecast, you know, certainly looked dry. There's no question about that. There is not any real heat until we get to next Tuesday, and then there's a 90-degree temp next Tuesday. Between now and then, it's 78 to 85 degrees throughout much of the Midwest. There are stories out here of corn curling up during the day. I think a lot of the dew in the morning is helping the crop, you know, stay hang in there. Just about everybody could probably use a good inch of rain out here. Are they going to get it in the next week? Certainly doesn't look like it, but there's still plenty of time. I expect that the corn number will be friendly. I think we're going to see lower acres, maybe a little bit tighter stocks out here with the exports running as strong as they are. So on this kind of a break, do I want to re-own corn with call options? Absolutely. We have bought some calls back when we sold grain up around much higher prices than we're at now, 30, 40 cents higher than we're at now. We would be rolling those corn calls down to get a better opportunity to the upside here. As far as the beans go, I think the beans are overbought up here. Funds are both long corn and beans out here. I think that's a bit of a problem. But I believe we're going to see 1.5 to 2 more bean acres out here. We've got the relatively strong dollar. And I just think these prices don't justify where I believe the carryouts are going to be if we do come in with another 1.5 to 2 million acres out here. Now, a lot of traders are questioning whether the USDA is right on these condition reports. I believe they're pretty accurate out here. It tells me that it's really going to take extreme heat and extreme dryness to start moving that needle to significantly lower yields out here. Right now, I would say the needle is moving toward higher yields. But certainly without any rain in the next 10 days, we'll see yields start to shave a little bit until we get some rain out here. So going into the report, I'd probably want to be long corn calls, long bean puts. We've got a fair amount of grain sold out here on these rallies. And we'll just let the market do its thing out here. If you have any questions, need some help, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.